This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. This is a very important limud that we're embarking upon. We're learning the Sefer written by the Chafetz Chaim himself. The name of the Sefer is Tzipisa LeYeshua. And the origin of this subject, I want to thank my father. This was my father's idea. And who better than the Chafetz Chaim to write a Sefer on the subject of awaiting the coming of Mashiach? It is said that the Chafetz Chaim had a suitcase ready for when Mashiach would come, and that he even practiced running toward the door, even though he was an old man, practicing how he would be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach. Chafetz Chaim would say, and this is something that the Rabbi Cheska Levenstein writes in the Sefer on Emuna on page 292. He says that waiting for Mashiach is like a sick person waiting for a doctor who has a remedy, who's coming to him with a cure. So not only is the ill person awaiting anxiously for the doctor to come, but the longer it takes does not diminish the patient's anticipation, but just the opposite. It intensifies it. So as the galus increase, the proper reaction, says the Chafetz Chaim, is that our longing for the Mashiach should intensify. Before we even begin, let's address the following question, and this is a question that we're going to deal with sort of side by side as we read the Sefer. We know the words Tzipisa LeYeshua come from the Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that Amar Rava, five lines from the bottom, B'shah Shemachnisim Adam Ladin, at the time that a person is brought in for the ultimate judgment after 120, Oimrim Lai, they say to him, and they ask him a number of questions. They ask him, did you deal in business honestly? Did you set times to learn Torah? Did you engage in Puravu and procreation? Question number four is Tzipisa LeYeshua. Did you await the coming of the Mashiach? So the question is, we know that after 120, we're responsible for not only 613 mitzvahs, but all the halachas. And it's certainly of note that why would it be that there's 613 mitzvahs d'oraisa, and of all the mitzvahs d'oraisa, the six primary questions, one of them is, did we await the coming of Mashiach? I mean, where in the Torah does it say that we have to await the coming of Mashiach? So Rava is darshaning it from a pasuk in Yeshaya, V'hoya emunas itecha choysen yeshuais chachmas vadas. Rava darshans, emunas refers to, did you deal in business honestly? Itecha refers to, were you kaveh itim la Torah? Choysen refers to procreation. Yeshuais refers to Tzipisa LeYeshua. But the question is, this is a pasuk in the Navi. So maybe there is some allusion in the Nevi'im that we have to wait the coming of Mashiach. But firstly, where do we find anywhere in the Chumash that we have to wait the coming of Mashiach? If this is such a fundamental obligation, how could it be that it's not mentioned in the Chumash? And we know there's an idea, Ein Navi Rashoi L'Chadesh Davar, a prophet is not authorized to innovate a new obligation. If the Chumash barely even speaks about Mashiach, let alone an obligation to await it, so what is the source for this? Where did the Navi Yeshaya get this from? This is a major question. In other words, what is the makar in the Chumash that one is obligated to anticipate the fruition of the promises of the Nevi'im? Rashi even says, Tzipisa LeYeshua LeDivrei HaNevi'im. So there's an amazing smak. The smak is one of the Rishonim who codified the 613 mitzvahs. And in Mitzvah Aleph, the very first mitzvah, the smak says the first mitzvah is to know that the one who created heaven and earth, he rules over all realms, Lamala, Lamata, the four corners of the world. What pasuk says that one has to believe that the Creator rules over all corners of the world? Says the smack, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. It's the first pasuk of the Aseret Hadibros. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim. And the pasuk says, V'yadata hayoim, v'hashevois el vavecha, ki Hashem Elokim, Hashemayim al v'alaretz mitachas. As opposed to, the smack says to the philosophers, that they say that the world is coincidence, the world is dominated by the mazalos, there's no manhig. And they say even the splitting of the sea and the Exodus and all the wonders, that just happened based on a lucky happenstance. We had a good mazal at that time. And our belief is that a sheker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rules the world at will. He took us out of Mitzrayim. Nobody even bangs their finger unless it's decreed from above. Okay, so the smack says that the first mitzvah in the Torah is aid to believe in the existence of the Creator, and that the Creator controls and dominates everything in this world. That even small occurrences are decreed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then the smack says, Uvazeh taloi masha amru chachamim. Upon this principle is predicated that which the sages tell us in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph, Sheshoyalin la'adam la'achar misa be'estinoi, that they ask a person after 120, Tzipisa li'yeshua. Ask the smack, Ve'heichan ksuba mitzvah zois. Where do we see such a mitzvah? Elo shmamina, it must be, says the smack, Bezet toloi, that the mitzvah of belief in the coming of Mashiach is dependent in the belief that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Meaning, just like one is obligated to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, like it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, we likewise have to believe that Hashem will take us out and redeem us from our current galus. In other words, the smack learns that the belief in the coming of Mashiach is not just a pasuk in Chumash. The belief in the coming of Mashiach, the smack says, is so fundamental, it is so basic, the smack says, that it is the first mitzvah in the Torah. First mitzvah in the Torah is to anticipate the coming of Mashiach. Yeah, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And this is an idea that we've explained at length on many other occasions. Let's begin it, and we'll continue this idea next time so that we could start reading the Sefer. But the idea is, we know that Yetzias Mitzrayim was not only the paradigm, but it was the pre-enactment of the future redemption. Right? The pasuk says in Amos, the pasuk says in Micha, Ki meitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu niflois. Like the days I took you out of Mitzrayim, I will show you wonders. And which means that not only Hashem redeemed us from Mitzrayim, and He will also redeem us from our current galus, but the redemption from Mitzrayim was the pre-enactment of the future redemption. And therefore, part and parcel in the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim is the belief that He will take us out of the current galus. And we've said on many occasions from Rabbeinu Bechaye, Rabbeinu Bechaye writes the following words, Kol hanavim maskimim pe'echad. All the prophets unanimously prophesy that the final redemption will parallel the redemption from Mitzrayim. So we'll elaborate on this more, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. But in short, according to the smack, the big question after 120, Tzipisa li'Yeshua, V'shteid, where does it say that there's such an obligation? It is the first mitzvah in the Torah. According to the smack, it's part of the belief in the Exodus, which is part of the belief in Metzias Hashem. So according to the smack, it is one of the most fundamental tenets of Yahadus. So let's begin by reading the Sefer, and we'll see that there are other sources that that articulate the great obligation to anticipate the coming of Mashiach. So let's start Perek Rishon. Chavetz Chaim says, Hinei ba'avinoseinu harabim. Behold, because of our many sins. Anu royin bekama mekaymos, we see in many places, shenismoited hadas ma'oid ma'oid, that religion has plummeted greatly. Umenatkin habonim mialdusan mitars Hashem, and people are disconnecting their children from their youth, from the Torah. Mashaloi hoyachin be'iza shanim shalfanenu, something we have never seen before in our history. Now let's stop and just analyze this. Because the first thing we see is that how do we define the trajectory of Klal Yisrael? How do we define the direction of the Jewish people? What's the barometer to determine whether we're trending up or we're trending down? The answer is, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, it's dependent on our children. If people take their children away from the Torah, then we're trending down. If people are being moiser nefesh to educate their children, l'Torah u'l'mitzvos, then we're trending up. Everything else is secondary. The main barometer of the health of the Jewish people is what is the status of our children. So, okay, that's the first observation. The second observation is, the Chafetz Chaim is observing that there's an occurrence, there's a phenomenon that is happening that never happened before. And that is, for the first time in history, people are taking their children away from the Torah. Now, without falling into a very controversial subject and reasons for Holocaust and so on and so forth, certainly the Chafetz Chaim was someone who avoided Lashon Hara at all costs. If there's anybody who's careful about Lashon Hara, of course it's the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim is observing that in the beginning of the 20th century, for the first time in our history, there is massive defection from the Torah. And not only are people moving away, people are removing their children from observance. And the question is, why? Why are people doing that? Says the Chafetz Chaim, v'chasher nechake heitev, when we investigate and analyze, well, al siba so'inyan, what is the primary cause? Yesh kama dvarim, there are many reasons for this. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the primary reason why Judaism is plummeting, v'ikar hasiba hu rifyoin ha'emuna, it's because of a weakening in our belief. What does that mean? It is the belief in the eternal world, namely besachar va'oinesh, reward and punishment, ubebias hamashiach, and the coming of the Mashiach, uvechol yudei haTorah, and all the promises of the Torah. Emuna is what has given the Jewish people the strength to endure all the travails of the galus. There is nothing other than than emuna in the eternal world. In other words, what gave Klal Yisrael the endurance to withstand the galus? It's a conviction that this world is temporary, and even if it means giving up their life for the sake of the Torah, it's worth it because this world is temporary and there's an eternal world. There's a world of Olam Haba, there's a world of the Achris Hayomim, there's a world of Tchias HaMeisim. He nasna oimetz Yisrael b'chol dar. This has what has strengthened and given the strength to Jewish people in every generation. Lisa kol hametzukos v'hatzalos, to be able to bear and tolerate all the oppression and all the difficulty, v'la'amoid avur dasam, and to stand up on behalf of their religion, b'mesiras nefesh, with sacrifice, hein ba'atzman, whether on their own behalf, hein es b'neim, or on behalf of their children. Says the Chafetz Chaim, throughout history, people were fine seeing their children slaughtered before them, al kiddush Hashem. That was preferable to them than to see their children in a grandiose, successful, secular life. That was the decision that Jewish people made for 2,000 years. It says the Chafetz Chaim, "Sheyafa hayo ha'av l'ras benoi shachad le'inav al kedushas Hashem." It was preferable for a father to see his son slaughtered before his eyes, sanctifying the name of Hashem, lahashiv nishmasay tahar le'lekei Hashemayim, to return his pure soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Better that milaroisay begerem ha'osher, than to see his son in the pinnacle of well-being. Im chalila yisalef daka, if that meant the son perverting his path, midarach hatorah v'hamitzvah. And what gave us the strength to endure that? Emunah in the afterlife. But afterlife means the Olam HaNeshamos, it means Tchias HaMesim, and it means the coming of Mashiach. We were willing to give up everything. Why? Emunah. And the main reason that we see Judaism plummeting today, says the Chafetz Chaim, in a way that we've never seen in our history, Rifyoin HaEmunah. Okay, we'll continue here tomorrow. Be'ezus Hashem. Thank you very much. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Recording stop.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.